It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Efforts to pass an assault-style weapons ban in Colorado are looking increasingly less likely. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the legislature's highest-profile advocate for stricter gun laws says this isn't the time.
Representative Tom Sullivan got into politics after his son Alex was killed in the Aurora theater shooting. He sponsored several gun bills, including one this year. He worries that a statewide assault-style weapons ban wouldn't be effective and would make it harder to pass other reforms.
It diverts all of the attention. I mean, if we were to ban something here, I mean, it'd be very easy to go to any of the surrounding states.
Democratic lawmakers from Boulder discussed pushing for a ban after the King Soopers attack, but no bill has been introduced. Governor Jared Polis says he's focused on improving outreach on the red flag gun law and strengthening background checks, but would support a federal ban. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The family of one of those killed in the shooting last month in Boulder will hold a public ceremony this morning celebrating her life. Terry Liker was a longtime employee of the King Soopers where the attack took place. A friend describes her as funny and kind. She was involved in a number of community organizations, and representatives from those groups will participate in this morning's service at 11 o'clock at the University of Colorado Events Center. Liker's family is raising money for a CU band scholarship in her honor. She was a big fan of CU's marching band. It's going to cost more to attend the University of Colorado. The Board of Regents voted Thursday to raise tuition by 3%, but as CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports, this fall's freshman class won't feel the impact until 2022.
The system, which oversees the four CU campuses, will use $22 million of federal money to effectively keep prices the same for a year. Republican Regent Heidi Ganahl praised the temporary buy-down, but voted against the measure.
My first priority is keeping college affordable and accessible for all Colorado students especially, and raising their tuition is a step in the wrong direction right now, especially during a pandemic.
CU is facing a budget shortfall of $218 million, which leaders say is the primary motivation behind the tuition increase. I'm Paolo Shalsadeh, CPR News.
Boulder and Metro Denver have highs today in the 50s, then warmer temperatures tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.